Good day and welcome to the Fan Reaction Show. This past weekend, we saw the Telkom Knockout semi-finals and they did not disappoint. Sundowns returned to the Sugar Ray Kolo Stadium for a rematch with Golden Arrows and they got their revenge, snatching a 2-1 victory despite Cerino's late red card. In the cup upset of the weekend, Maritzburg United defeated Kaizer Chiefs 2-1 at the Mbombela Stadium. After the match, we asked you to send your voice note reactions and you did not disappoint. I'm your host, Slu Paho, and this is Sokola Duma Radio.
Sokola Duma Radio.
Sundowns fans were upbeat after snatching victory in the semis and they were full of praise for Sundowns midfielder Andile Jali and the coaching staff.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present you the real Andile Jali that played for Orlando Pirates. Now he showed his potential. You know, going to Belgium was the biggest mistake of his career. He should have been a household name in Mzansi. And then went maybe to overseas at a later stage. Because Belgium, no man, I think it degrades our players. Nice display by Andile Jali. Also big shout out to Langerman. I liked what I saw. Big up to the players overall. The game was El Krufai. Even though they didn't take their chances as well. A big shout out to the coaches as well. You know, they stick to their tactical approaches. You know, they improvised when they needed to. And as well, last but not least, the supporters, man. Yo, the supporters in KZN, man. Yo, they make me envy, man. Given the fact that here in Soweto, we have everything, but we don't attend the games. But, you know, people at KZN province, they are hungry for football. They live, breathe, eat football. A big shout out to the game as well. And thanks to the Messiah again, the Lord himself, for not, you know, providing what you call bad weather on the day. Peace.
Yes, they came against Sundowns and our Golden Arrows. It went smoothly, very well. Yes. And then the coaches were not too much hard on that game. They tried to maintain, to cool down, and then check the movement of the ball in terms of the players through the games. But everything was fine. Was fine, if I may say. The referee controlled the game very well. And then if you can check pick some of the scenarios that happened during the course of the game, we know what's in each and every game. Oh, this is the game of emotions. We have some instances when the momentum is too high and then they're being frustrated. Like the issue of out of scoring. So we don't get opportunities, but we don't score the goals. And then they try to frustrate a lot of players. And so now they find themselves doing some useless or some instances that will cause them to be punished in terms of out of red cards and also yellow cards. Like the one for Sundowns when Carsten Serino was given a red card. That one, the player was a little bit frustrated, if may say. It wasn't go all out to the Golden Arrows player in that way. So the way it came into contact with the player, we can say it came intentionally so, because the referee was able to see that one, and then the Sundowns player was punished by giving a red card. And then that case again. I'm very pleased with coach Peter Siman. That coach is a great coach. He's a great coach in our league. And then you can say some of the other things she say is because of emotional. She loves the game of play. And then in that instance, he even saw that one with the referee have taken a good decision. Thanks very much.
Sundowns played very well yesterday and they were doing very well on the pitch, even though we were one man down, but we managed to win the game. It was not a small team, you remember. Last time when we met in the league, they managed to score 3 goals. So unfortunately yesterday, we were at our best because of the weather condition as well. Though Eros, they missed a chance to go to the final.
Kaizer Chiefs fans had mixed feelings. Some felt that missing players were to blame, while still congratulating Eric Tinkler's side nonetheless.
Hello, everybody there. At Com Knockout Cup Chiefs versus Maritzburg. Oh, what a massive, massive game. Full packed stadium. The two teams come in the field of play with an aim to go to the final against Sundowns. So Chiefs was not in the party. They were not in the party at all. Maritzburg come to the party. They play very well. First 10 minutes, they make Chiefs to do mistakes at the back. Definitely Chiefs do mistake. Mr. Magic punch Kaizer Chiefs. Makeshift event, I can say that on that day, because I don't know why the coach play Blom, whereas he have intended to come on that side. But it's football, you cannot question the coach decision. Me just to support the team. But for me, three absent players for Chiefs, they do different a lot. Katande, Akpe, and Mato. Definitely, they were missing link for Chiefs for me, because in midfielder, Maritzburg harassed Chiefs very well. They harassed them. At the back, they were trying, but those long ball, they intercepted. So simple. So for me, they played Chiefs, but they lacked that killer pass, you know, to make Nogovic and Castro to tape those balls into the net. But the hard luck for Chiefs. Good luck for Maritzburg and coach Eric Tinkler to the final. Soccer, it playing the field of play for 90 minutes. Three that come from 90 minutes. Good luck to Maritzburg. Danny Morel, Solo Sporting Morule, Rustenburg area.
Hi, this is Justice Makai. I just want to congratulate Maritzburg United for defeating Kaizer Chiefs. This shows that South Africa has improved a lot. And one of the other things that I think I should say too is it seems like Eric Tinkler is one of the luckiest coaches in South Africa, I think. And he knows how to plan his things very well. And congratulations to Maritzburg United. That was a very beautiful game. And it was nice to see. It would be nice also, again, to see South African coaches in the final. The battle between Pizzo Mosimane and Eric Tinkler. Remember, Eric Tinkler is now the only player who has won African Cup of Nations and is the first one to be on the final. Thank you.
Other Amakosi fans were surprisingly critical of Middendorp's team.
About today's game, Sunday today, about Kaizer Chiefs, do you know that artist, that singer, that artist, you know? Who's singing rubbish? Yeah, like his music just rubbish. When you listen to his music, just rubbish. You can hear that this person singing. But he has a lot of fan base. People love him. For what? You don't know. They just love him. But his music is not good. If you know what I mean about Kaizer Chiefs, that's what I mean.
Well, there you have it. The final is confirmed. On the 14th of December, Sundowns will take on Maritzburg United. Sundowns will be looking for their first Telkom knockout title since 2015, while Maritzburg United will be looking for their first major title in the club's history in what is sure to be a highly entertaining matchup. For now, that is how we wrap up the Fan Reaction Show. From myself, your host, Slu Paho, and my editor, Simon Strella, have a fantastic day.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.